It's Friday, April 29th, 2022. I'm J. Samuel Deal, and this is The Hidden Node. So I came to find that I am still very annoyed with WordPress. It's been a long time since we've updated the WordPress site for The Hidden Node. We've done tinkering here and there for the J. Samuel Deal site, and I think the Hidden Grid site has been updated, but don't quote me on that. It may or may not be true. But the Hidden Node site has not been updated in a very long time. I did a Dog Days of Podcasting install for last year, so I didn't really have to mess with the main podcast, because it meant messing with the theme that was about 5 or 6 years old. Incidentally, that's like almost half the lifespan of that. Well, not really half. Half the lifespan of the current installed WordPress account, but more like a third of the overall lifespan of that website. So it's been a while. And I have not been this annoyed with a piece of software in a very long time. I tried messing with their latest version of the Gutenberg. I'm butchering names, so live with it. Their latest version of their Gutenberg editor, the kind of what you see is what you get sort of editor program they have. And it is quite powerful. It is quite an interesting tool. And it is frustrating as hell to navigate. The choices and options are not what I was expecting, and the word choices are probably logical for what they're doing, but they didn't make a damn bit of sense to me as a layperson. I ended up giving up on the 2022 version of the site. I will probably go back and attempt to modify it eventually. But for now, we're not going to bother with it. We went back to the nice and comfy, I think, 2018 version. It's the same one I have on the writing blog. And we're just using that for now. So that's what's happening on the administrative side of things. The more creative side of things, besides, hey, look, there's a podcast thing happening, we're going to avoid the usual thing. That happens whenever this happens. Okay? So if you know, you know. If you don't know, you don't know. We move on. Writing. What's going on with writing? So I am in that crazy loop where I don't know what I want to write. What does that mean? Well, there's like two projects that are deep in my head right now in terms of I would like to do this thing. And one of them is the mild spoilers for themes here. And if somehow from the minor spoils I'm going to give here, you can write an entire novel off these concepts, good for you. It won't be like my novel. It won't be using the same characters or whatnot, but hey, good for you. The first is the one that's kind of heaviest in my head over the last month, which is the Mega Man meets Soul Reaver storyline. That one's been kicking it for since 2008, 2009. I forget when. It's one of the older story concepts. So that one's in my head. I've been poking about that and thinking about working on it. But the problem is, despite the fact that it's been really heavy in my brain in the last month, I didn't act on that heaviness. And so what happens is, when one of the other stories kind of steps up to the plate and go, hey, oh, what about me? I kind of get distracted. That said, the Phased universe is coming back. Now, older readers may remember, the Phased universe is something I did have something published in once upon a time, a short story that was on Amazon. I sold like 3 copies. And frankly, it wasn't really good. It was phase 2 for you. It was I might do something with it someday, but for real, it's really old conceptually in terms of the phased universe, and it's just meh. But what's kind of got things in my craw right now is, I'm gonna say this, but some of my dear friends have been talking about the notion of Goo Girl Mecha. And being that the phased universe is about giant mecha, and I love the idea of putting these giant Goo Girl mechas into the stories, I am now entrenched with the idea of reworking a good portion of the writing bible for the phased universe. Now, the thing is, I can do that because since Two for You is no longer published, it's just not available anywhere, and I'm kind of still toying around with things in that setting, I could still completely rework that writing bible. I've got a lot of concepts I still would like to play with it. I've got a lot of things that I would really like to toy around, and I kind of hope I can keep up with it. So that's part of the reason why this is happening. I know I'm going back on what I said about not talking about the thing, but I am often a hypocrite when it comes to my own stories and fiction and creative projects. So it is a thing, I'm sorry. But the whole reason I am stepping back into this, into podcasting, is twofold. One, accountability. I need something to make me accountable. I need something that keeps me working, something that keeps me processing, something that keeps me doing the thing that makes me happy, because I can't really depend on that myself. I have a hard time with that. I have a hard time with continuing to do the thing that makes me happy. There's a lot of reasons why, and we'll get into that. We'll get into that. Not today, but we'll get into that. Two, we're not streaming right now. I really wish I was streaming, but technical issues being what they are, I cannot reliably stream. To put it simply, about a week or two ago, a week and a half, hold on, you're going to hear clicking, maybe, unless I edit them out. Back on the 18th, so 11 days ago, roughly, I was streaming Turnip Boy Commits Tax Evasion, a relatively small game. Like, this is not a graphically intense game. It's pixel art. And it's not really high, like particle pixel art either. It's a small game. And we crashed twice on it. And it's like, no, can't have that. Can't have that. So we are taking a pause to streaming. I don't know when we're going to come back. We will be back because, well, gosh darn it, I love streaming. I love streaming as much as I love podcasting, which is probably why I was doing it when I wasn't podcasting and why I'm podcasting when I wasn't streaming. Because somehow or another, I seem to have enough of a healthy ego to think people enjoy listening to what I'm talking about or doing. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. I don't think I'm the best ever, but I think I'm entertaining, you know, a little bit. Enough to do this. Okay, so points of the episodes. We did admin stuff, we're podcasting again, and we're working on the phased universe. I'm gonna go into more details about that as we go. These may be more daily, these may be weekly, I don't know. There is no schedule. There's no schedule right now. There's just do the thing and see what happens. That said, she says as she takes a nice sip of water. Oh, yeah, by the way, I know I talked about it a little bit in the dog days and a few other things. Pronouns right now are she, they. So, hey, you know, ask me questions. I'll answer about them. But that's where they are now. So, anyway, that said, this is something I have been looking forward to saying for quite some time. The hidden node is provided on a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share-alike 4.0 international license. That means you can poke around and change things, share your adaptation under the same license, but you can't sell it or put it behind a paywall. Ooh, I miss saying that. Something about that is so comfy. I don't know. I like it. Intro music is As We May Think. Outro music is Bend and Warp. Both are from the album Light Off by Ukmad via Magnatune.com. By the way, any of you who might be listening to this, who might be producing music or something, and would, you know, be willing, I totally would love to have your music on here. I totally would, because as much as I love the ghost of the Magnatune subscription I had from half a decade ago, I'm not quite 100% positive about the legality of me using those. I think I can, because they were downloaded for projects, you know, they were downloaded for this, the hidden node, back then. But it's been like 5 years since I've had a subscription, so, you know. Bed noise is provided by Sirenscape's Sci-Fi Player. You can see this episode's post for attribution details. Which, by the way, Sirenscape, totally cool stuff. We talked about it on the Seize the GM podcast a long time ago. Still good stuff. Okay, we're rambling. It's time to go. Happy to be back. Miss y'all. Bye.